Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the 11-minute mark, there's like a little electric distortion. Don't know where it came from. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. All right, let's get to the episode.
All right, on to issue 82.
Okay, so ironically enough, you know, the end of last issue, they decided that, you know, hey, you're going to be part of the Fantastic Four. And then in this one, what? You have to leave us, Crystal? But why? Well, I know that I've joined the team to replace Sue Richards, but I have to return to the Inhumans so I can ask official permission.
Yeah, maybe you should have done that beforehand.
No kidding.
But then again, she is... I guess they make comment that she's a teenager.
I mean, she's a 17, I think, or something like that.
I don't know. They never actually said the age. They just made comments numerous times that she is younger. Because I think at one point, I think in the previous issue, she does make the comment that she is the same age Sue was when the Four started. So that puts it around, what?
I think 16 to... between 16 and 18, somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, really? Okay. I think so. I know they're that young.
Oh, yeah.
So she... Okay.
Well, she's got to be because she's still a minor. Reed says she's still a minor.
So Reed makes a comment right here. Well, I suppose there's only one way to find out about the Inhumans letting her become part of the Four. How do you propose to locate them, Crystal? Now, remember that. Remember him saying that, okay? That's going to become important here later on.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Thank you. She said that we have our own special method of contacting each other. And their way of contacting each other is Lockjaw pops in. Lockjaw was a big, giant bulldog-looking
With a tuning fork on his head?
Yeah, which is pretty awesome, actually. Oh, I will also say... I know we're starting to get into a lot more Inhumans on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked out?
I have not watched the Inhumans show.
Neither have I.
But I've heard it's disappointing.
So have I. So, Lockjaw shows up. Crystal's all happy to see him. But the portal itself has not finished closing because...
Well, not only is Lockjaw's ass still on the way, but...
Fair enough.
Actually, I think that's how he... That the portal works with him, though.
Is it? I don't know. I really don't know. I just thought he would... Portal opens, he walks through, portal closes.
Well,
because that's how portals work.
Well, yeah. But if he's going right back to the same place, I mean, he might as well just, you know, pop up, grab her, walk back through, right?
Makes sense. But speaking of grabbing, what comes through after Lockjaw is the Alpha Primitives, the Inhumans' deadly drone race.
They look like, what, Kree, maybe?
They look... like a vampire Kree.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I've never heard of him before until this one right here. But then again, I don't read Fantastic Four, so.
Yeah, well, and I don't read the Inhumans. Like, I didn't know anything about the Inhumans until with Age of the Shield, around that time when they were talking about Inhumans. In the comics, the Inhumans were having their Terrigen wave roll across the world to try and find new Inhumans or unlock their abilities.
Yeah, unlock their potential.
That's really about the first time I really knew about the Inhumans.
See, I knew about Inhumans back when Planet Hulk first came out. Or World War Hulk, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, I knew about Black Bolt, Medusa, and all them. I didn't know that they were
like
called
the
Inhumans.
You mean like the whole actual, like,
The whole
their own
race.
Separate.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know about that. So, the fact that they've been around since 50s is... Not, I mean, 60s. It's not, well, this is 60s, but they were around before them, too, obviously. It's not, you know, it's bad on my part because I didn't know, but it's also the point of me reading these books is to find out information.
Exactly.
So, but the Alpha Primitives come running through the portal. They grab Crystal.
Who doesn't fight back.
Which I...
with all the power that she just displayed in the last comic.
Yeah.
Don't fight them. It's hopeless. They can't be beaten.
So I feel like people give up way too easily back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Because Reed was like, oh, don't fight this guy. We need to figure out what he's doing in the annual. She's like, oh, don't fight these guys. They can't be beaten. And what does the Fantastic Four do? They fight them. Because that's what they do. They're trying to protect their own. Which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But while they're fighting the beings off of themselves, they lose track of Crystal, and
as they go to jump through the portal, it closes and they smack into the wall.
The classic trope. Oh yeah, love that trope,
dude. That's almost as great as, you know, painting the black hole on the wall and Roadrunner runs through it and the coyote smacks into it.
I love that. Good love times. Those comics or those cartoons. So as they're trying to figure out what exactly happened, we got Johnny that says, "Let's go. We gotta follow them. Let's get moving. We know where their refuge is,
and we've got a rocket to reach it.
If they knew where it was and how to get to it, why were they asking about how they're gonna contact Crystal,
or how where, Crystal is gonna contact them?
Yeah, or where they're gonna get to? I found it funny. That whole exchange.
Oh yes.
I literally had to go back a couple pages. I'm like, did they really say that? But then we pan over to, what would you call this guy? Just a little lowly
some kind
slave.
Of like frog looking thing. I don't know what the hell he's supposed to be.
Inhuman stuff.
Yeah.
But he is talking to Maximus. And
who is, the Black Bolt brother, right?
Brother or uncle? I can't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
Family. It's Black Bolt's family. But this is awesome when I'm talking about the giant foreheads.
Mm-hmm.
With his giant helmet. I don't know why this guy needs a headpiece that is taller than most 8-foot doorways.
Oh, that's easy. See, what happens is if your head's that big, it throws off where the snipers are going to put that shot to put you out. Then they hit you in the top of the helmet and you're like, ha, gotcha.
Or, you know, aim for the exposed face.
Let's not be silly.
Nah, you're right.
Hey, but if you really think about it, if you actually look at his entire costume, though, he would not be able to move.
No.
His arms?
No.
Or his head?
Here. His arms? That's all frilly.
No. Oh. But I'm talking about the top part. The top part right here.
Oh, okay.
And then
the pad, the, yeah, guard, the shoulder pads.
Like you'd get this much movement out of them. You know? It's like the old action figures, like where, you know, you'd go to move their arm, and because of the way that their costumes are built, you know, that you only got like partial movement out of them before they figured out they could put in like the rotary limbs and stuff.
Love it.
Anyways.
But he has apparently taken the throne from Black Bolt. He's captured
Medusa,
Black Bolt, Karnak, basically all of the Inhuman royal family. And he's gloating about it to Crystal as she gets dragged in by the primitives. He even makes a comment about how he's controlling Lockjaw via a chip implant or something. How do you say that?
It was some kind
it's
of
mind control.
Yeah. He's got the hypnotic powers. Maximus has the hypnotic powers, and then whatever he's got amplifies the hypnotic powers, so he's able to control all. Basically, that's how he's getting Medusa to listen to him, and how he's got.
But that, but Medusa is listening to him. She's in handcuffs right next to him. He's not dumbing down their power, but
he sapped their wills. Is basically okay. How it worked. Like, so they don't have the will to fight back.
But I know he does make a comment here at some point.
Even now he's mind to command.
I can't remember where. Maybe it's in the other next issue. But he makes a comment how it's like he has some chip that he put on him to control him.
Mm-hmm.
Medusa makes a comment here. He sapped our wills with his accursed hypno potions. Regardless, I would like to. It is interesting to see how he was able to take care of the royal family, take him out. I mean, they don't explain that at all. But
I bet you if you picked up an Inhumans comic from back then, they'd explain.
It's possible. It's quite possible.
I don't even know if they had their own reel back then, though. So
I might have to do some digging on that one. Not saying I'll do an Inhumans book, but.
But he's saying that he's going to look it up just for himself.
Yes. Ha ha, screw you.
Greedy bastard.
Yep. So the four, or the trio.
There you go.
Okay, I'll give in on that one. They fire off in their rocket. They get to just over the Earth. And they go for re-entry above the refuge, the Inhuman's refuge. I was going to say they crash down, but I forgot that the ship's actually in the background there.
Yeah.
As they're running up to the refuge.
And they get spotted by a flying bird person looking thing.
He looks very similar to the Vulture.
Yeah, I was
only
gonna,
you know, orange.
Only like an actual Vulture as opposed to a metal, you know, Vulture.
I actually liked the Vulture on that new one.
Dude, I thought it was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Especially
Michael Keaton was amazing.
Batman turned evil. Giggity.
So, as they're walking up to the front doors, they fall for the greatest trap in the world.
Yeah, you ring the doorbell, the floor bell opens up.
Yeah. And they're falling into they fall into this room that they can't get out of. Or is it a tunnel?
It's like
chamber.
Yeah, it's just like a big chamber that they get stuck in with some kind of monster robot.
That's right.
Monkey thing.
Some kind of giant fireproof robot, as yeah. Johnny says.
What does he say? Is he's asbestos covered?
The robot's name is actually Zor, and you know he is working obviously for Maximus. And once Reed hears that name, he's like, "Oh, I understand what's going on now. It's a madman wears the crown."
I like how he says, "Our worst fears are realized."
Yeah.
Because that was something they were afraid of, apparently, was Maximus taking over.
I mean, I guess if they were really afraid of that, they would have took care of Maximus some time ago, but...
Exactly. Anyways.
Comics. The Zor...
is kicking all their asses.
Yeah, he has no problem taking care of these three guys. Ben can't really... He can't move them. He tries to rip up the floor to try and, you know, make them fall down, and that doesn't do squat. Johnny is throwing his fireballs at him, but Zor is able to grab him and spins him like almost like a. He takes his hand and just starts rotating it super fast.
Gives it the fan blade propeller.
Thank you, yes. And extinguishes his flame. He's able to paralyze Reed with some sort of fluid. Paralyzing fluid. It's something. And he handily just swats them all away and just knocks them all out. Karnak decides it's about time he tries his karate against this window, or against the cell that they're in, glass cell. And he tries one little chop, and it's like, it's impossible. The substance is none.
My hand.
Yeah, he's like, the substance is like none other on Earth. It cannot be shattered.
And then it gets into it later, where they're talking, and Maximus is like, you know, it's my science that will imprison them just like it's imprisoned all of you, and I will soon be the undisputed master of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal goes to use some of her powers on him, and...
it doesn't do anything. Like, it just...
Well, it fizzles out before it even gets to him. And he's like, do you think I'd leave myself completely unprotected? He's like, but I don't really need my subionic force field to deal with you. Not while I have the Fantastic Four to serve as hostages. Then you'll do as I say.
But his ultimate goal, though, is to take control of the whole world. And he's got this giant machine that he's going to use his powers
His
to
hypnotic
wash.
Powers to wash over the entire world.
Yep. And as any good madman does, he monologues and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he tells
all this.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you've got... Hey, look, what kind of bad guy would you be if you didn't tell, you know, your heroes that are soon to die, even though you're not really going to kill them, because you don't really want to kill them. You want to make sure they see you become this all-powerful thing, but you've got to tell them first because you're so egotistical that it's like...
It's...
That's why you never hear about the good villains, because they killed all their heroes.
Well, yeah, no. You're not... Well, I mean, Joker's a good villain.
Did he kill Batman?
Do you really want me to spoil that storyline?
Fuck yeah, I do. Wait, hold on, let me cover up my...
Oh, yeah, that totally worked. All right, so that is the end of this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send us emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com.